chat. Oh, what it's like to be an ant. Those who ant. Those who ant.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Those Who Ant, the podcast that helps you see the world through ant-colored glasses. My name is Aunt Pat.
And I'm Auntie Mags. And oh my goodness, we've missed you so much.
It's been a minute. Do you know what I mean?
It has been a minute. It's been, if you had said to me that minute would be almost a month, I would agree with you that's about how long it has been.
Isn't that something?
It is. Now, I just want to say really quickly before we start, because you know, Pat, I'm so happy to see you and I missed you. And
oh, same.
I mean, it's funny that I say that I miss you, but you have been by my side through this whole thing. But for those of you who maybe do not know, I lost an aunt of mine who was very special to me. Her name was Auntie Mary. And so we took a little time off for me to be with my family and kind of properly get my head back together before we get out here. Because you know what we do a lot on this podcast is talk about things and give advice.
Oh, God. You know what? Guilty as charged, I
guilty
think.
Guilty as charged. Yeah. And so I just wanted to make sure that I was in the right headspace personally to be able to talk about anything and or give anyone advice.
Boy, I can't believe, you know, you say it and it sounds true, but I can't believe we're giving out advice.
Oh, come on.
That's like a bird telling a fish how to get places.
I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah. That feels like merch somehow.
That somehow, if and when we ever get merch together, and I think we're gonna, because you know what, I'm gonna start doing hand drawing it my damn self.
Wow, tap into that.
Yeah, I love.
Are you gonna
get charcoal?
I love a Sharpie.
Oh no, I was gonna say Sharpies. Yeah, I love a Sharpie marker.
When I think of art, I think of charcoal immediately.
Because that's what it is. It's charcoal. It's clay. It's pastels. It's watercolor.
When you say that, it makes me feel like I want to try to paint, but I can't. You know?
I bet you could. I bet you'd be so good at it.
Well, I can paint. You know, I painted my garage door twice because the first time the fumes got to me and I forgot I'd done it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Plus, it was the color of primer.
Yeah. I remember coming over and finding you just sleeping like an angel in your driveway.
I've never slept better. Ever. Yeah. Not once. I mean, and I know I'm not supposed to do that because of erasing your memory, whatever it does.
Yeah.
But
there was a place, remember that? It just reminded me that there used to be a part of town called Huff where.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then there was also a very famous bakery called Huff Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you were enjoying some pastries from Huff Bakery that day.
I sure was. And having such sweet dreams.
Yeah. Well, you know, I started by saying, kind of some sad stuff about my aunt. But I want everybody to know that my Auntie Mary was the funniest lady. And I love her. And she was so supportive. And she was like, if the unsinkable Molly Brown, instead of having been on the Titanic, had a stroke 15 years ago. And my aunt was, what's the word? Indomitable.
Indomitable.
Yeah. Is
like
it that one?
The snowman that they couldn't put down.
Yeah. And that was my aunt.
Yeah.
And, also I just want to say, she was super funny. She always, called me late at night. And, so there's this like little time window right now in my life where, after all my family has gone to sleep and I'm still up for 3 or 4 more hours, I expect my phone to ring and it's not ringing. So I'm going to extend this to everyone, but especially you, but also everyone.
Right.
If you aren't doing anything between the hours of 9 p.m. and, 2 a.m., give me a jingle. Give me a little jingle.
Oh, I'll put your phone number in the notes. Sir.
Yeah.
I can't remember how to do that. Yeah. That way people can do it.
Yeah. I would love that. Or shoot us an email at thosewhoant@gmail.com. If you're awake, I just figured out how to get back into the email. So thanks for doing
that. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Isn't it?
Oh, locked out, you know, looking longingly at the inbox that you wanted and you couldn't see into.
Yeah. That's the last time I think I've looked longingly at anything other than like a pizza or a box of spaghetti or something.
Just the box?
Yeah, because I'm doing no carb. I'm doing the whole 30 again. I'm back on one of my dumbass things.
Oh, that's not dumb. That's not dumb. That's fun.
It's not that fun, but I got to tell you, I got a box of rigatoni sitting in my pantry that I just look at longingly day after day.
That's wild. That feels like one of those art films. The woman, she loved the box from afar.
Or one of those things, remember, I think we've talked about this on this podcast, where people have fallen in love with inanimate objects and gotten married, like that lady that married the Eiffel Tower or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was an option, you know, because it was limited mm-hmm. when we were growing up. Everything was, you don't touch that and don't love yeah. that. But boy, you know, if what are they so afraid of?
Right.
I'm going to fall asleep. I almost said I'm going to fall asleep, which also sounds so good.
It does sound good. It does sound good because I was up half the night because Mr. Dog, my
oh,
little
no.
buddy,
my little oh, boy.
Thought mistook the outside for a vomitorium, and he just was
oh,
having at it, you know.
Sure.
He's well, doing okay now.
Delicate stomach.
Yeah, which is relatable.
Right.
You know
there's
me.
Nothing more relatable.
Mm-mm.
You trying to lick your privates?
No, that one not as much for me.
Well, it's just a thought I've had.
I mean, sure. Sure.
You know, you sit alone thinking.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that brings me to the mailbag.
Oh, you my know? Goodness. We have a mailbag or well, a female yes. bag or an ungendered bag.
I like ungendered bag.
Old bag, young bag, ageless mm-hmm. bag.
Yeah. So there's not, I'm not going to say there's a, this, our sack is full, but I will say we've had a couple correspondences. You know, we had a little feedback about our Oscars extravaganza. And I just want to say, just sending your love to me, because I think I was possibly overserved by myself. You know, Tom mentioned that he may have caught that. I will also say, Tom, and to anyone listening who thought, uh-oh, I also get very all excited about the Oscars, and I'm
oh,
in a room
yeah.
with Megs, and guests came.
Yeah.
And so it may have been a little less overserved and a little more sleepover energy.
Yeah, it was big sleepover energy. It also, you know, there was so much going on. We don't often get to be in the same room at the same time
right.
to do these podcasts. So right. when we do, I feel like it's a giggle party, you know?
It did. It became that. So Tom, I just want to say thank you for your input. And I get it. Your concern. Yeah. And then
did he say anything? I because again, I was locked out of the email. Did he say anything mm-hmm. that it seemed like I had been drinking? Because I wasn't.
No. It was mostly about whoa, Pat, you okay?
Yes, yes and no. Do I give off big designated driver energy?
Well, how are you going to take this?
I'll take it with a grain of salt.
It doesn't mean you're not fun. It means you're responsible.
That's fair. That is fair.
You
know, oftentimes I drive everywhere. I'm a single woman. It's mm-hmm. not like I could say, oh, my partner's going to drive me. I'm going to get absolutely
right.
rip shit.
Right.
I can't do that.
That's
you know?
True. Right.
Ooh, look at me saying bad words today.
Wow.
I'm a new woman maybe after my aunt died. I swear on this podcast
maybe,
now.
Yeah, maybe you're clicking into something new.
Maybe.
Robin also wrote to us and enjoyed our Oscars coverage. Now I'm just going to assume, and I say this only with love, everyone else hated it, but that's okay. Because you know what? You're the vocal, the non-vocal majority, and that's fine.
Wait,
if you're not,
make me understand that. The non-vocal minority.
So we didn't I made an assumption that everyone else who I didn't hear from truly, truly, really hated it. But, you know, assumptions. So, but Robin wrote and said that she liked it, and it gave her the visual of an older relative using FaceTime, which is about right.
I think that's accurate. Now, Robin, if you're listening to this, and I think you might be, was it because we didn't plug the mic in for the first 20 minutes?
Was that it? Or that I sat about 15 feet away from the microphone when it was plugged in? You know, we should do a multiple choice on this one. And there should be which part of it made it feel like no one knew what they were doing. And if they did, they weren't doing it well.
Was it the drunken reclined or was it the extremely loud and incredibly close?
Oh, wow. Robin also said that she hopes Tina makes another appearance on future episodes, which I think that we can swing.
So does Tina, you know, my mother very clearly was like, don't put that on the air. She doesn't understand what this is.
No one does, do they? If you do, could you email us at thosetwoants@gmail.com?
Oh, by the way, please like, subscribe, rate, and review. And did you know you could support this podcast? Because, Pat, did we get a new supporter?
Can I say that we did, Lee? You know, I don't know. I get very overwhelmed when people are kind, you know, in a good way, not in a bad way, which is most of life being overwhelmed.
Right.
I get overwhelmed in a good way. And Lee, your support means so much to Mags and I. It's just so a little much. Like, hey, keep going, which no one ever says to the two of us.
Almost never. They're actually mostly the energy there is like, would you stop? Why don't you just stop?
Yeah. Could you take a break forever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So also I would like to point out that Robin sent us some mantras and I'm going to use them. I feel bad. I haven't gotten back to Robin, but I just want to say, boy, do we like that. Send us mantras if you want. Are you kidding? We'll share them. Oh my God,
yeah. We will definitely share them.
Carol is an infinity pool of wisdom, but we can definitely share. I would love to hear your mantras. So if you have a couple you're sitting on, send them. Come on.
Come on. Why don't you? We would love to hear it. And I'm sure Carol wants, I think to me, I feel like Carol's like, you know how like great like steel shop and steel or whatever.
Remington?
Yeah, Remington Steel Shop. Remington Steel. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's great, Robin. We love you so much. And thank you for sending it. I really mean that entirely. Oh, and so one more. I think people that we have to talk about just for a moment. Blues Trainer. Hello.
Yeah. Let's talk about Blues Trainer.
Just such a nice note about loving us, which is, again, just a strange feeling in my tummy.
Yeah.
One of Blue's trainer is an auntie. And Frank, I'm told, is not an uncle, but somehow finds this podcast relatable. If you could do the math on that and then send us those figures, that'd be great. So
what
I just want to say,
what does it say? Cause I got, those who aunt, we still have a Twitter somehow.
Huh?
Even though it's bad. Yeah. They sent us a message on that, but what does yours say? Read the thing.
We absolutely love y'all. I'm an auntie, and though my bandmate Frank is not an uncle, he finds your podcast, in his words, quote, so relatable. So that's the part that I had. Anyway, y'all, this guy turns up his nose at all podcasts, and yet driving to a gig he requested, I put y'all on. Keep on keeping on, y'all.
And his name's Frank?
His name is Frank. Now, I'm sure that, Frank, this is for you. Does anyone call you the tank?
Let us know.
Let us know.
Let us know. Because Frank, my dad's name was Frank and my nephew's name is Frank. And it's a very special name.
It's a great name. Now, what is that? That's a Francis. Do you think anyone comes into the world just Frank?
I think my nephew is definitely a Frank, just a Frank.
Yeah.
And my dad, I believe, was also a Frank because, you know, there was a short span of time where we thought it was fun to call him Francis, but he was like, that's really actually not my name. So I think,
right. Okay.
You know, he was like the Ting Tings, remember? That's not my name. That's a band.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
How do I remember that? They were, I think they were One Hit Wonder. And wait, I'm sorry. So it's Frank and who is the aunt?
Now, I wish that I knew that. That information wasn't provided.
She didn't say it?
No. But don't worry. I'll correspond in my usual way, which is every 3 months, you know, when there's a quarter moon.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's how kind of both of us work. We both are on that same cycle. Is that a cycle we could be on together? Because I think we are.
Oh, I bet we're synced up already.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. Now, the Twitter message that they sent to those who aren't was, we here at Blues Trainer absolutely adore those who aren't because they are legends. We might even have to write a song about anting soon.
What?
Then it did # no Funkles, # support indie musicians, or # see yourself out.
Oh, wow. I got to figure out again what Twitter is.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I think I speak for both of us when I say thank you for reaching out. It just feels like $1 million.
Reach out more. Cover the theme song, Blues Trainer.
Why not?
Do a cover of the theme song.
We'll play whatever you send us, and that goes for almost everybody.
That's true. You know,
we won't even listen to it before we put it on.
Here's a challenge. Make the theme song your own.
Oh, wow.
Share it on the podcast.
Wow.
Within reason.
Oh, yeah. Be reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a million. It means a lot. Even when you send a note and you just say, hey, listen to it, you know, even with constructive feedback. Now, why would I open that door? Never mind.
Yeah, don't do that one.
Edit that out. Be like, edit that out, I say, to the ether.
Yeah, because we're gonna get feedback that's like, hey, learn how to podcast. And we don't have time for that.
I can't and I won't. If it hasn't happened this far.
It's been 3 years. If you're still
listening. Right?
Yeah. Remember we did our 3-year anniversary.
Boy, I wish I did.
Yeah. It wasn't an extravaganza. We sat next to each other on my couch.
That's right. No. It's coming back.
Remember, because we did, actually, it was a lot of work for us. We did a lot of editing and
which is strange for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you Amen. Know, mm-hmm. everybody's got to try something sometime, I suppose.
Wow. Put that on a pillow.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bigger one. Yeah. A bigger pillow.
It's going to have to, everybody's got to try something sometimes. Was it sometimes or sometime? I think sometime.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't think sometimes.
Okay.
Be singular. Now, so do we have any, is there more?
Let's take a look for this more from the, I mean, you know, oh, I mean, do people want to hear about all the wild offers we receive at our email account?
Yeah. Remember the one we got with a woman who was like, my client would love to be on your podcast. She's an author.
And now,
what?
Yeah. Is she okay?
I hope so. If you're that person, shoot us an email at thosewhoant@gmail.com and subscribe, rate, review.
Absolutely. Let me tell you this. Now, it's very flattering, but I thought, what?
Yeah.
Now, is because we got an email that said, oh, my client would like to be a guest on your podcast, which is so nice. But then I started thinking, are you the client?
Yeah.
This circle get the square in this, if that makes sense.
That makes sense to me. It might not make sense to anybody younger than us.
Right. No, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Which is so nice. And I'm not sure, you know, it's confusing and I wish I didn't feel that way about the podcast, but why do you want to be on it? Our reach isn't as profound as some would.
Yeah. I don't think it's, let me put it this way. I don't think it's going to help you sell any more books.
Oh no.
It might not even help us sell books, which, you know, we're going to do, we're going to write a book, you and I.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
I shouldn't be, because even when I have to write just notes to myself,
yeah,
I write it fast and my hand crooks up like a crone's claw, because my body doesn't want to write.
You know what's fun? You know what I wish the audience could see, anybody in the ant colony who wants to? I wish you could see inside our hearts and inside our minds for the grand plans we have for this podcast that never come to fruition.
Ugh, they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called? I saw an episode one time. Remember Sherlock Brown?
Yeah.
Browns? What's his name? Sherlock.
I think it's Sherlock Browns.
So Sherlock Browns had an episode one time, but the real British one.
Uh-huh.
And there was an episode where someone had a mind library. Does this sound familiar to you? But they kept all their thoughts in a mind library. Now, wait a second. I don't think I remember.
Wait, is this like The Mentalist, where he's got his mind is his mind palace inside? Is that helps him remember everything?
Oh yeah. So this is a thing that's out there, because if
his memory mentalist. Palace. Did he call it his memory palace?
He may have. Yeah. So we're talking about the same thing.
I can't tell.
No, me either. But I think the takeaway is, if you could see our mind palace.
Yeah.
You know, and just wander in there, boy, would you be blown away by all the things we want to do?
You'd be tripping over question marks.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Does tripping over question marks sound like a Dave Matthews Band album?
I was just going to say, oh my God.
Is that a thing? Ross Matthews Band. Ross Matthews?
The Ross
Band?
Matthews. Yeah. Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah. Ross Matthews. Huh.
Pat.
What?
Guess who died?
Who?
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that. And I have to say, I really, I don't know. I'm very angry. I only have two speeds.
Yeah.
These days, absolutely surface of the sun, full of rage, no stopping me, blinded, rage blinders on. And you know, because there's nothing to be angry at. I mean, there's plenty to be angry at him anymore, but he's gone. It's like, okay, well, that's fine. I do like jokes, though. I think the jokes are fun.
This is one of my favorite ones Joe shared for me on Instagram, because, you know, I don't know how to do my own thing, and she does it for me. But one of the ones was O.J. Simpson can finally rest now that the man who killed his wife is dead.
Oh, yeah.
That really, really tickled me.
Now, did he get out of prison? I can't remember.
I think he was found guilty in a civil suit. I don't know.
You know, it was
Kato Kaelin. We have eyes on him.
Oh boy, he's probably in your backyard right now. He loves backyards.
He's right next to my air conditioning or whatever.
He's sleeping in somebody's doghouse. You know how, you know, you just like what you like, and he liked living in people's backyards. Bless him.
Well, you know, I think that's a Los Angeles thing. Everybody lives in a back house in Los Angeles, I think.
Oh, is that right?
I think. I mean, now that I'm like more familiar with like the way people live out there, I think it's like, oh, it makes sense that he was like living in somebody's back house, a guest house or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do wonder what happened to him. Now, he was not well, right?
Because I don't know.
I feel like now this has only been a couple years since this happened. You'd think I'd remember better. But I think his whole thing was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting take. You know, he really gave off, there's a slow gas leak in my doghouse. And where am I?
Right.
Yeah. I think if a couple people had been murdered right out front, I'd at least I'd parked up a little bit. I'd have periods at the end of my sentences, I think, when being asked a question.
Yeah, a lot of questions.
If I'm misremembering the entire OJ trial, shoot us an email at thosewhoand@gmail.com and please do help me out. Oh, you know, what was the judge's name? Dr. Beto? Beatoff?
I think it was Dr. Rance.
I think it was Dr. Rance. He was also a medical doctor, if I remember correctly.
I think it was Dr. Rance Rosito, I think it was.
That does sound right. You know, I always thought he didn't have real facial hair, you know, because he didn't want to be, you know, caught up with after the trial. So, you know, it looked that like that.
It didn't look real.
It didn't look real. It just looked painted on. I thought, well. No,
it did look painted on, but it also looked like, you know how doll hair up top, it's in those square patches?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what Dr. Rance Rosito's, yeah, that's what his facial hair looked like to me. Like somebody stuck it in there with just poke it in there.
Like, yeah, they poked it in there. That poor man, he had a lot going on.
He did. What's he doing? Is he still a judge?
Oh, can you imagine?
So cool that he became a doctor and a judge.
Now that's overdoing it, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We never were the scholarly type, so we don't know.
No. I remember where I was when I saw the Mustang chase.
Yeah, Bronco. It was a Bronco. It was famously a Ford Bronco.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Yeah. I was at an Applebee's.
You were?
I was.
Please tell me all about that.
I was there with a friend of mine, and we were having mudslides or something. And the TV, you know, because Applebee's famously has TVs. And all of a sudden, everyone's looking up at the TVs. And I thought, why are we watching this car commercial this long? Turns out, then I get home. I'm living with my mother at the time.
Yeah.
Do you think she's not watching it?
No, I think she definitely was
watching it. Tuned in.
Can I say something? And this is just like a little character trait about me.
Yes.
Is it wrong that I'm jealous I wasn't with you on that day?
No, I wish you were there so much.
We would have had so much fun.
I would have made cocktails and we would have, because I can't remember, because I was living in a time zone that wasn't the time zone where O.J. Simpson was.
Yeah.
But I remember you were supposed to stay up late. It was like a snow day. You know what I mean?
Remember, remember the video camera people were in like a helicopter and they were trying to zoom in so much and you couldn't see.
Our technology was so limited then.
Right now, they'd have a drone right in front of the windshield.
They would. They'd have a drone surrounding it, and you could see every angle. You could see everything that was happening.
Take me there.
You know, not. I just want to say this. I would never do this because I really don't like violence that much. But if I ever killed two people, I know I could call you and you'd pick me up and I'd lay right in the back seat and then you'd drive at a reasonable speed around.
Yeah. Can I say something? If you had two people you needed to kill, they'd already be dead. Your hands would be clean.
Excuse me. That's the best answer. That exchange is exactly us.
No paper trail. I would leave no paper trail.
Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot about death because that's who I am.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also you've kind of been, you know, in lockstep with me as I've been dealing it with myself, you know, dealing with it myself.
Yeah. Just sometimes at night now when I lay down and I go, oh, another day in the books. Wow. Time for some peaceful slumber to unwind all the things of my brain. And my brain says, when you die, you disappear forever. And it's like you never existed. And I go, okay, I guess we'll just stay up for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes when people pass, you know, it's usually good people that I really reflect, not the O.J. Simpsons of the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is so fun because I have been doing a thing where I do that as well, but I also do a thing, my brain will do a thing where it's like, do you ever want your loved ones to see you be happy and settled?
Oh, well.
And that has to do with death in its own way, but in a different way. You know?
In a different way. Yeah.
If you know a way that I could be happy as settled, or Pat, you know, shoot us an email at thosewhoant@gmail.com. Or let's just do it. If you're a single person and you are okay dating an asexual, shoot us an email at thosewhoant@gmail.com.
You should be okay with it, by the way. Yeah. Oh, it's tax day, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Today, the day we're recording this, not the day you'll hear it, is tax day.
By the way, why is it like this?
I don't know.
Why does it have to be this way? You know what? Actually, I'll answer my own question. It doesn't have to be this way.
It doesn't. People chose for it to be this way.
Well, people who make money off of it chose for it to be this way. Right. And I think I've mentioned this once before, so I won't belabor the point. But let me tell you something. Some people out there are making money off our misery, me sitting around pushing papers around in a circle until I give up and call over at H and her block. And I say, let me talk to Rick because he was there, you know, 2016 or so. And they say, he's not here anymore. And I say, oh, come on. Did he have any close friends? Oh, let me look around. He's the only one I really trusted over there. Uh-huh. You know, and then I end up going to somebody else. And then they ask me, oh, what?
That's all they ask. They just say, oh, what?
Well, they asked me to come in. And I say, can I just describe the receipt to you?
Yeah.
Is there a way to do that? I just don't like going over there because everyone's in such a panic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because people are making money off our misery, yet we are not making any money off our joy.
Wow. That's good. Not for us. Yeah. But as a phrase, that's great. Phrase,
yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. That one just came out. Oh, I know something that's coming up.
Oh, what is it?
My softball league is almost down to the end. We're almost down to the last, I think, three games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So there's going to be a championship coming up soon. And you know what helps you learn your age?
Oh, trying to get up off a chair.
Yes. And also playing a doubleheader. I played a doubleheader the other night. And I didn't even really do that much in the first game. But boy, oh boy, in the second game, I was doing great in the field.
Yeah.
But I started to peter out during my at-bats, which, you know, makes me very mad because I hold myself to a standard of, well, you were playing for a very good softball team in your youth.
Right.
You should be held to that same standard. And,
well, now I get that. I understand saying, oh, it wasn't that long ago. It was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a minute.
It was just a little longer than we think that it's been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you're young, and I can't imagine that you are, but
if you
happen to be listening to this and you're young, boy, I'm sure everybody's telling you this, but take a second to breathe it all in because it goes away.
Also, you're so beautiful.
Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Skin, you don't even know. Your skin is so good. Your body is perfect. You think it's bad. It's not bad. It's perfect. Your body's perfect.
Your body is perfect. Your skin is wonderful.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's glowing.
Oh, your smile.
Your hair. Look at your hair.
Oh, look at your teeth.
Oh my God, they're bright, shiny,
they're perfect,
bright white.
Exactly where they are. The bright. Oh my God. Look at your eyebrows.
Look at them.
You want to get rid of those eyebrows?
Don't
What's wrong
get
with
rid
you?
Of them. You're going to regret it.
Oh, you look terrific.
You know what? You know what? It's so funny because we gave a lot of messages to people who probably are not listening to this podcast, but let's give some messages to people who are listening to this podcast, who maybe are people of a certain age. I got one. Ready?
Yeah.
Good for you because you're trying your best.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, let me try one. That's enough. You can sit down.
Sit down.
Just, you can stop right now. Whatever you're doing, bending over and picking that stuff up, for 1 second, sit down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's one. Here, I got it. Here's one. This one's, get an adjustable bed.
Oh, wow.
Just get an adjustable bed. I got an adjustable bed, and it's the best thing I ever did.
How do we get them to sponsor it? Because that's nice that you have something you actually like to sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Like,
I don't know what you're talking about. I love Magic Mind.
I didn't even realize
things.
That was so pointed.
I remembered things. I love lion's mane mushrooms and I love matcha and I love all kinds of things that are in Magic Mind. Cause you know what? I gotta say, I really did have a lot of energy and I drink coffee like it's nobody's business but my own.
Right. Yeah.
And Magic Mind made it so that I drink a cup of coffee a day and that's some sort of feat.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah,
that's good.
So. Not a lot of people could make it so that I don't drink coffee. One time I went through a breakup and I said, I'm going to not drink coffee anymore. And my friend Megan said, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's like a sin what you said.
Yeah, it is. Especially because I love it so much. If I was just okay on it, you know, whatever. I feel like I love coffee and I do feel like I need it. But Magic Mind helped me so that I don't feel like I need coffee. And I was actually kind of putting some, I don't know, other kind of nutrients in my body and in my brain.
Other kinds of nutrients.
Yeah. Not just caffeine from Arabica beans or whatever.
Arabica.
I hear good things about lion's mane mushrooms or whatever.
You do?
Yeah.
Where are you hearing it?
From my friends.
Oh.
My friend Dinah knows all kinds. You know how some people are like, oh, if you're having trouble with this, you should take this, like eat this or whatever. And my friend Dinah is one of those people.
Oh.
And she told me lion's mane mushrooms are very helpful. And Magic Mind has lion's mane mushrooms in there.
Mm. Does it have fiber? My doctor keeps saying, are you having enough fiber?
I mean, I have to check. I don't know about the fiber content of it. But yeah, you know what I do?
What's
that?
Do
you make a little smoothie for yourself in the day sometimes?
No.
Oh.
No.
Why?
I don't want to.
Okay.
If you could you make a hot smoothie? Sometimes
that
when
would
I wake
just
up,
be like
chilly.
A
soup.
A hot fruit soup.
Hot fruit soup. You know, that doesn't sound that bad.
It doesn't sound that good.
Cold soup that I don't like. You just heat it up.
Like gazpacho?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, remember when we were on the cruise and they did all those cold fruit soups?
I don't like that.
Well, there was some of them that I really enjoyed, but it was like, it tastes like I'm drinking strawberry milk. What the heck is this?
Yeah. I, you know what? It's been a little chilly. So when I wake up, the only thing I want is something hot, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I made a pot of soup. Come over. I made some chicken soup.
I love soup. I do love soup. Yeah. I think when I'm hungry, I love soup. And when I'm not hungry, I really don't want it near me.
Yeah. I mean, why would you?
I mean, am I hungry or am I thirsty? Figure it out.
You figure it out. You have to figure it out for yourself.
I mean, I'm really putting it out there these days. Will someone figure it out?
Oh,
I'm just exhausted by nothing. Yes.
Take Prevagen. See if Prevagen works. Which I just remembered we were giving people of a certain age advice.
Oh. Now
I've heard that doesn't work. Have you heard anything good about
Prevagen?
It? Prevagen? Yeah, Prevagen. That's it, Prevagen.
I don't know. I haven't. The only thing I've heard is my doctor saying, if you don't have more fiber, it's going to get you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
there's What? Oh, you got one. Your eyes lit up.
Oh, no. I just remembered.
Uh-oh, Pat froze for a second. It's just me. But she's frozen in such a way she looks so good. You know, Pat will talk on and on about how she doesn't look good, but her skin is great. She drinks. She does do a good job of drinking water, I think. I'm not sure. I wonder if she's going to leave the Zoom or come back to the Zoom. I'm kind of hungry. I made a... If you're listening to this and you like cashew butter, I made some of my famous homemade cashew butter. It's so good. So easy to make. If you want the recipe, shoot me an email at thosewhoant@gmail.com. I'll give you the recipe. And it's so good. You can put it on bananas. You can put it on apples. One day I got real fancy during the when we were in the pandemic, and I toasted some of that bread that's like a barely bread, but it's all grains in there. And I toasted that bread and I put some of my homemade cashew butter and some fresh sliced strawberries and some shaved coconut on top. And that was a morning special toast I made for myself in the pandemic. Welcome back, Pat.
Thank you.
I missed you.
Yeah. It was dark where I was.
Yeah. But yeah. You're good now?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm
fine.
Do you
remember what you were saying?
No. Oh, I have a colonoscopy coming up.
Yeah. Now, do you want me to come with you? Do you want me to take you?
I want you to do it for me.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, that'd be great because I don't want to. They had me go get the jug.
Yeah.
And
are you allowed to drink it with like a little Gatorade or whatever? What are they making you do?
I guess there's a powder in there and then I have to fill it up and then I have to drink the whole jug. And then I have to, I guess, dissociate so that I don't explode. And then they stick the... Now, dear listener, if you're... Here's a reason not to write to us. Don't tell me what actually happens.
You don't remember the thing is the prep pot is the worst pot.
Okay. Because I don't want
to... out for it.
Good.
You're out for the actual procedure.
I want to be out. I want to be out.
You will be.
Okay. Because I don't like to fart in public. And so I would prefer not a bunch of professionals just, you know, taking a field trip here into all my secrets.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'll tell you is that part of it is really done by the time in the morning, by the time you get there.
You're done. Is that right?
Everything is out. You emptied out.
Just turned inside out. Just a husk of who I used to be.
Yeah. Cause I remember I took my sister Anne Marie to get hers and I walked in the office and very loudly yelled, "I'm here to help my sister get her butt explored."
Oh, right. Yes.
And my sister was mortified, but the people behind the counter really laughed at it.
Oh, good. I'm going to come up with something like, I'm here to, for you guys to put stuff in there.
Yeah.
Don't leave anything in there. Don't leave, because it's not, I'm not giving it back.
Yeah.
Now, could they leave? Actually, I don't want to know. Like I said.
It's all attached to one thing. It's like one device. Remember in Inner Space when they put the bad guy inside Martin Short as well and not the Dennis Quaid character?
Okay, the bad guy from Inner Space.
He gets shrunken down and his little spacesuit, his has more kind of, it's more of like a Swiss Army thing in
one
there.
One of the Vulcans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yeah. With the ears.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean,
not outer space, inner space.
Which one's that?
Did you ever see that movie?
What is it with? What is it about?
It's Martin Short. Plays a guy who's like he's a little bit of a wild card, but he's a good guy. He gets somehow, I'm not clear on it, but Dennis Quaid is like...
It's getting clearer for me, kind of.
Dennis Quaid in his most handsome. I'm talking...
Oh,
Dennis
really?
Quaid, Dennis Quaid, yeah.
This is even better than the Christmas vacation movie?
Oh, no, that's Randy.
Because that's top of the mountain for me, because you get to see so much more than you normally do.
Yeah, well, that guy... I told you what that guy's up to now. It would make you real sad. So let's just pretend we don't know anything about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, is he religious?
So anyways, Dennis Quaid gets shrunken down microscopic size and injected into Martin Short.
Is this erotic?
It should be.
It feels really erotic.
Yeah, it does. I think because you're thinking of like hot beef injection, but that's
so they
not
snuck
the one.
Up on him and injected him.
He does get injected, but it's like a shot. It's like he's like the size of a
hot short injection.
So, anyways, he's in there. There's a different guy, a bad guy, eventually in a spacesuit that's sent in there to kind of try and kill Dennis.
Another
Quaid.
One?
I don't
There's
remember
two guys
this
in there. Where'd you see this at night? At night?
No,
was it scrambled?
I mean, it could have been at night. No, this wasn't a scrambled. I didn't watch it through the scrambles.
Oh, you must have accidentally purchased it. Wow. You got a list somewhere.
This was released.
Two small guys.
This was released. This was released. If you've seen Inner Space, Tom.
Someone got released.
I swear, Tom, I'm saying Charlie probably has seen our friend Charlie who watched the Academy Awards with us. I bet Charlie has seen it. I know
well,
there's people
like
out there.
This is like art house. So this is an art house film because I need to watch it now because I didn't know what it was about. When you said space, I thought,
not one of those. Not one of those.
Okay,
because you know I can't watch I won't watch a space catastrophe movie.
Well, I do know, but I don't think we ever got to the bottom of why you won't.
It stresses me out too much.
Oh, well, space is stressful. You know, I hate to say this to you, potential astronauts, we're not supposed to be there.
I mean, I guess the thing is, there's like the idea of, did you hear that?
No.
Somebody was laying on the horn outside.
Oh, good.
So the thing is about space catastrophes is, you know, space is a vacuum and there's no oxygen. So if one thing goes wrong, you're done.
Let me tell you something. Something already went wrong. There's no oxygen.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, am I supposed to be inside a Dyson? No,
right.
You're not. You're supposed to be outside the Dyson.
Right.
So I get it. For some reason, we're supposed to shoot people out there and they go, yeah, there's nothing here. And then we bring them back. And then someone charges me however much is part of my tax day. Mm-hmm. It's just for me to go, oh, yeah, they did go there or whatever. Yeah. And we keep sending stuff to go sit. We keep sending robots to go sit on places and bring back dust. And I don't think, now again, I'm open to science, but what has the dust told us thus far?
Oh, I don't know. But, you know, I think we should be asking these questions. I think.
To who?
I don't know. Whoever. If you know the answers, shoot us an email. gmail.com.
That would be perfect. Someone tell us. What's happening? Couldn't Chelsea tell us?
Well, Chelsea's husband, Jack, does work at NASA.
Well, could he tell us? Can we bring him on and we can ask him these things?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to speak for him, but I think we should.
Yeah. If you could just come on and answer these questions, that would be great. I'd feel a little bit better about it. Because, you know, I feel like I'm getting manipulated all the time. Like, oh, could you give me some money because we're going to space? And I'd be like, okay, why? Oh, you wouldn't understand. Okay.
Right. I guess that kind of is it when you think about it. Yeah.
I believe in aliens and I want aliens.
And you also want to give everybody $5.
I would love to. You know, it's just when you give everyone $5, all of a sudden you're like, I'm overdrawn $332.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Interesting that it's not $335, but keep going.
It's not because there was a different charge in there too. This is all real life stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to be misunderstood because there's a lot of people out there who are like, I don't know anything and I don't like science. I'm not one of those. I would love a little bit more fun stuff. So if NASA or science companies could just give me a little fun, give me something a little fun, give me a little taste, you know.
Okay. I'm going to ask that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask that because I'm going, well, if everything goes accordingly, I'm supposed to go. This is very real.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, I'm going to take a tour of the Jet Propulsion Lab.
Now, don't get shot out because, you wander in the wrong
place
and the door closes behind you and you get shot right out.
I can't think about it because that would be my own space catastrophe and I cannot.
Well, just stay where they tell you to stay. Don't wander off.
I'm not going to wander off. I learned my lesson from Willy Wonka.
Well, I'm going to say this. What if you had one of those leashes on you and one of the people at the Jet Expulsion Laboratory had the other end of the leash and that way you couldn't get off?
Okay. Whoever's leading the tour, I'm going to do that.
Just ask them if they would just for me, because, you know, sometimes like, you know how sometimes you say, I want a bird to land on my finger. And mm-hmm. in my mind, I can see a bird being in there for science because it's going to go to space or something. Yeah. And it's just, it works there because it's not gone. It hasn't gone into space yet. And then it gets loose and it's flying around. And it's like, oh, this is where I work. And then you chase it because you go, oh, this trained bird that works for the Jet Suspension Laboratory. And you go, you chase it. And then you're in a room. All of a sudden the door closes and you're...
Yeah, where's the bird? It doesn't even come by. It doesn't even land on my finger.
No, right? No. Because the bird's like, oh, wrong room, wrong room. And before you know it, this is like Charles and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Chocolate Factory?
Chocolate, I think.
Yeah, where they, you know, they go up into the sky. Maybe mm-hmm. that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, they do it in a Wonka Veda.
Hmm.
A Wonka Veda?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they go up in the sky.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what this place has. Maybe they have one of those.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, and then, you know, it's 2024. People go, oh, you know, it doesn't even make the news.
Right.
Because there's so much going on. And that's
if it bleeds, it leads. And they don't even know if I've bled.
Well, you wouldn't bleed in space. I think they say in space, no one can hear you bleed.
Oh, God, that's terrifying. See, that's why I don't like space catastrophes.
Right, right. So, you know what? You're smart.
I'm going to stay close.
Just stick close to someone who's there and maybe be attached, tethered to something.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
It's just a thought.
I think that's a great idea. And thank you for looking out for me because I am afraid now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, look. This has been such a nice catch up. And I want to say, I'm glad we got to the mailbag.
Me too.
And that was fun. And thank you. And, you know, like we always say, feel free to write us and say anything and then we'll say it. We'll repeat the words that you said on this very program. So if you're into that kind of attention, let's do it.
Yeah. And I also want to say, maybe you weren't registered to vote in the primary election.
Oh,
but Pat, if somebody wasn't registered to vote in the primary election, could they still be registered to vote in the upcoming election?
You sure can. And that's pretty much wherever you are in the whole wide world. Now, some places want people to vote, so you can do it right up until, you know, the day. But why would you put it off? It feels so good to be registered and all set to go and all ready and all that. And I'm going to say this. I think that the people who maybe listen to this podcast are plugged in and they're active. But there's no shame at all. This is a shame-free zone, we say. So if you're not registered, I think Mags and I just want to encourage you to go ahead and get registered. Be all ready to vote. Mm-hmm. It's this year is, what would I call it? Scary?
Yeah.
Very scary.
I think scary.
Again, somehow. Boy,
I was going to say the end times, but yeah.
Yeah. It's like Halloween came early and this whole year's Fright Fest.
Yeah.
You know, when they have a fright.
Did you see the second Dune?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like to me.
Okay.
So
that doesn't sound good. So, that's a great reminder to go ahead and get out and do that. How exciting.
That's exciting. And I guess, how, this is just a thing. I always remind myself if I feel tired or like maybe it doesn't matter or anything like that, which is I always feel tired, but I do usually know that my vote always matters. But the thing I always tell myself is, you know, somebody who thinks that an ectopic pregnancy can be fixed in a salvageable pregnancy, that person's going to go vote. That person who doesn't know how the human body works, that person's going to vote. And that person's going to scream vote. And you have to make sure that you vote because you are a smart person.
Right. And I think everyone who listens, I kind of think everyone who listens to this podcast actually cares about stuff. So, boy, is that a great way to show that you care is just to vote. It's a very simple way to show that you care about, one, yourself, and two, literally every living thing on this marble we call home.
Yeah, like the planet itself. I know we weren't too keen on space, but we sure are keen on the planet Earth.
Right. Well, the only thing keeping me from being in space full time is this planet.
Right.
If it disappeared tomorrow, we're all floating around, gasping, screaming.
Yeah.
Grabbing out, trying to grab onto, my phone, my pillow, my water.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, that's a dream I'm going to have. I can tell you right now.
It sounded like one already.
Yeah. I fell into a fugue.
Mm-hmm.
Fugert?
Yeah. Fugert. Go-gurt?
Mm-hmm. I fell into a go-gurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now let's everybody breathe. And that all this is to say it's a pretty important election coming up. So just make sure you're registered and that you have a plan. I know. Are you like, Megs, it's early. It's April.
Oh God. Are you kidding me? It'll be Christmas before you know it.
Yeah.
And then I'm telling you right
you
now.
You'll have missed it.
And you'll have missed it. We'll wake up. It's Christmas morning.
Yeah.
What day is it? You boy down there, boy.
You'll say, fetch me the election results. And the young boy will say, The one as big as me. And it doesn't make sense. But
and
it's
it doesn't
in the context
make sense.
Of,
yeah. And now I'm in a go-good again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, always a thin slice with you, my love.
This one was a thick slice. I'll say it because I've been real sad, you know. And and so it's a delight to see your face. And you know, we end every podcast by saying, you know, call your aunt and let this be an example to you. Call your aunt.
By the way, I would like to leave on. I don't have a mantra from Carol this week, but you know what? I have a mantra from Robin.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
So the mantra this week from my dear friend Robin, Aunt Robin, is a rose by any other name would smell as sweet, but a mantra by a new author won't come close to the Ethernet that Carol Doyle is plugged into.
That, wow.
I mean.
Robin.
I mean. Oh, and it's to celebrate Carol's belated birthday. Well, Robin.
Robin's the only one who did a homework, I think.
I honestly, thank you for that. I know Carol's going to be just so flattered and so high on life, you know, by that. That is very, very, very kind of you, Robin. Well, leaving on a high note as usual, I come and drag an ass and I'm leaving less.
I know. Pushing ass, maybe.
Yeah. Pushing ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's merch.
That is merch. That is merch big time. Well, I got to say, thank you, by the way, Pat, thank you very much for being so accommodating with me needing a little time to regroup and for being
absolutely
so supportive.
As you should.
Thank you very much. Well, I just love you so much.
I love you too.
All right. Thank you for listening to Those Who Aunt, a Baby Makers podcast, starring Colleen Doyle as your Aunt Pat and Dana Curcioli as your Auntie Mags. Our theme song was performed by The Q's, and you can follow them on Instagram at The Q's Music. We, as always, would like to encourage you to register to vote and also make sure that you really do call your aunt. We love you.